Thank you, Jasher. Happy Wednesday. I'll tell you, you guys are dragging. You are. I mean, in not a bad way, but it's almost November, isn't it? But you know what? You're going to make it. Thanksgiving isn't that far away. It, okay, you're not believing me. Hey, I'm not even going there. I got something that I want to help you to go back with me. A chapel 2-3 ago, Trig offered to buy a steak dinner to anybody who memorized the entire book of Philippians. Do you remember that, Laura? I do. Well, this morning, I don't want to have you memorize the whole book of Philippians with me. So I only want you to memorize one verse from the third chapter of Philippians with me. Can you do that? All right. Here's the verse. Listen to the word of God. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in death. I'll say it again. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in death. Now, I don't know about you, for those folks who memorize, for me, it's always helpful to say it out loud like I just did. But it's also helpful to do certain motions that help me remember the verse as well, too. Now, when I was thinking about this, I could make up my own motions and they'd be, you know, all wrong in sign language. So what I did, I called Laura Nitre, head of the silent praise, and knows something about sign language, and I said, Laura, teach me this verse in sign. So teach us this verse in sign, Laura.
Okay. Well, the first line is, I want to know Christ.
Let's do it.
So the first sign is I.
I got that
yourself.
One. Yep.
Good job. Want. You put your hands out and you kind of pull something back, but you don't get it. You just want it. So I want to know, point to your head. Good job. Christ, we're actually going to use the sign for Jesus. So you use your middle finger, put it on the palm. So you guys have the first line down. It's, I want to know Christ.
They're good.
They're really good.
Okay.
The next line's, and the power of his resurrection. So, and the power. Cool. Power. His, this is the God bubble. God's important, and this is where we designate where God is. So to say his, we put a flat hand out towards God. So his resurrection. Left hand out. Your right hand is a dead person, and they come up, and they're alive.
So, I like that.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So it's, and the power of his resurrection. And then the next line, and the sharing of his suffering. So sharing, you kind of scoop something towards you. Kind of seems like you're taking, but
Sharing.
His again. Suffering, you put your fist on your chin and you twist down. The final line is by becoming like him in his death. So becoming, you have your left palm up, right hand on top of it, and you switch. So you were one way and you become the other way.
Nice.
So by becoming like, you make a Y hand and you kind of go back and forth. It's like this thing is like that thing. Like.
Yeah.
Him in his death. Left palm up, right palm down, and you flip.
Nice. Let's do it. Do you think you let's do it. This All is
right.
good. All right. Hang in.
Mistakes
I gotta
are
get
okay.
comfortable. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
All right. Okay, we're gonna say it. We can say it too.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
I want to know Christ. And the power of his resurrection
and the sharing of his suffering
by becoming like him in his death.
Way to go.
There you go.
Okay. Hey. I want to do it real quick, but Laura and I aren't going to lead you. So let's see if you guys can do it.
Okay.
All right? Here we go. All right. I want to know Christ And the power of his resurrection. And the sharing in his suffering. Good. By becoming like him in
his death.
Okay, you got that. The death. All
that
right,
good job.
Way to go. Way to go. Okay, excellent. Now hold on to that because we're going to come back to that scripture and I want you to take it right with us, okay? It is clear from this scripture that the Apostle Paul wants to know Christ fully, completely, uncensored. Paul just doesn't want to know parts of Christ. He wants to know the fullness of Christ. As I like to say, he wants the full Jesus package. And Paul is calling us to that same knowledge and love of Christ as well, too. He wants to know and identify with every part of Jesus, which includes both the wonderful and the difficult, the beautiful and the challenging, the struggles and the victories, the triumph as well as the betrayal. And as he says in our text, Christ's crucifixion and Christ's resurrection, Christ's resurrection and Christ's suffering as well. Paul is not interested in some easy, happy-go-lucky, no-problem version of Jesus that sometimes gets marketed by our culturally driven society. He is driven to live into all the aspects of knowing and following Jesus. For Paul understands that to know and to follow Christ includes crucifixion and resurrection, suffering and power, death and life, which, isn't it interesting, are all represented in the sign for Jesus in sign language. Do you remember what that is? What is it? It is the holes in the palm of each of our hands. And if you drew it, it would look something like this. Let's say this is the thumb. That's pretty close. That's if you drew it. It's the nail hole. Okay, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. You see other things there too, I know. But it's the nail holes in each of the palm of the hands, which represents both Christ's crucifixion, which are recorded in all four gospel accounts, but also Christ's resurrection, when Jesus tells the doubting apostle Thomas to put his fingers in the nail marks or the nail holes of his hands after his resurrection. Which is to say that if we're going to follow Jesus and to know him fully, the journey will include the aspects of suffering and trial and death, as well as power and resurrection and joy and life. Which makes me want to say, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him to death. Sadly to say that many of our Christian churches and our Christian communities today, especially in America, we don't do much teaching on the sharing of Christ's sufferings, do we? We tend to emphasize the miraculous and the powerful side of Jesus, which is true and good. But sharing in Christ's suffering doesn't preach well in many of our churches today, even though it is an important and essential aspect of who Jesus is. In fact, Jesus was very clear when he says, "If anyone wants to be my follower, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me daily." Denying oneself and daily obedience to Christ will involve suffering, I guarantee it. And there will be a cost to it. But be aware, Jesus is not asking us to do anything that he did not do first. as Philippians chapter 2, which we've been reciting over and over again in chapel, where Jesus, it is talked about him. It says, though he was in the form of God, did not require equality with God as something to be exploited, but he emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave and being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself even to the point of death, even death on the cross, which makes me want to say, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in death. So I have two questions and a reflection as we close up this morning. Here's the first question. What are the things in your lives right now that we need to die to? Whatever those are, I guarantee that the process of denying and dying to those things will be painful and will include suffering. Second question, what are the areas in your lives do we have trouble being obedient to Christ in? Whatever those areas are, I guarantee the obedience will have a cost to it. Which leads me to the final reflection for us this morning, that both Christ's resurrection and power are something that we need to live into and follow and believe, but also to be very much aware that Christ's crucifixion, his suffering, are also aspects of what it means to follow and to know and to love Jesus as well too. Which makes me want to say, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in death. Let's pray. Lord, we do want to know you fully. And that means in all of your glory and splendor and power, but also it means knowing you and loving you in what you gave as a sacrifice and in your suffering and in your crucifixion as well too, that we may have life. We bless you, O Christ. And now, Lord, let that word sink into our souls throughout today and throughout the week to come. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.